天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个不字。今天呢是我们认识基督这个系列的第二个课程。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在我们的生活中，尤其是在与人沟通的问题上，会常常遇到各种莫名其妙的阻碍。尤其是当别人指责我们的时候，我们常常第一反应就会刻意的逃避，从而使误会更剧烈的加深。那我们应当如何仰望十架，可以依靠主的爱将这些障碍一一克服呢？那就让我们预备心来听听麦克牧师的分享吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We welcome you to the second message in a series of messages on knowing Christ.
今天是认识基督这个系列的第二讲，欢迎你收听。
And I want to begin by telling you a short story.
首先，我要给你讲一个小故事。
A young boy was leading his younger sister up a steep mountain path.
有个小男孩领着他的妹妹在一条陡峭的山路上爬行。
The climbing was difficult.
他们爬得很辛苦。
There were many rocks in the way.
路上有很多石头。
When the little girl reached a state of exhaustion,
后来小妹妹终于爬不动了。
She yelled to her brother,
她嚷着说，
This is not a path at all.
这根本不是一条路嘛。
It is rocky and bumpy.
到处坑坑洼洼的，还满了石头呢。
Her brother replied.
他哥哥回答说，
Yes, but the rocks and the bumps are what you step on to climb up.
不错，这里的确到处是石头，但你正是踩着石头上才能够爬山的呀。
Some of us see bumps along the road of life as obstacles.
有些人把生活中遇到的困难看成绊脚石。
Others see them as stepping stone.
而另外一些人则把他们当作踏脚石。
Anyone who truly wants to know and love Jesus Christ,
每一个想要真正认识和爱慕主耶稣基督的人
will experience obstacles and difficulties.
都要在生活中经历艰难。
Anyone who wants to know and love Jesus Christ,
每一个想要更深认识并爱主的人
will face many barriers,
都会遇到许多阻力。
Anyone who wants to know and love Jesus Christ,
每一个想要更深认识并爱主的人
will meet with distractions and sidetracks,
都会遇到岔路和干扰。
And the question is this,
而问题是
How do we overcome these obstacles?
我们应当怎样胜过这些阻力？
We are all constantly tempted by difficulties.
我们经常会遇到难处，成为我们的试探。
And we must respond to them one way or another.
而无论如何，我们必须面对他们。
Some people get used to the distractions of life and accommodate to them.
有些人面对这些人生的试探，已经习以为常，变得麻木不仁了。
Many allow distractions to stop them from knowing and loving Christ with all their hearts.
很多人被这些干扰分了心，以至于无法尽心尽力爱主。
Then only when they hit the wall in their lives do they realize that they have ceased to love Jesus with all of their hearts.
直到有一天他们走投无路，碰了钉子，才意识到原来他们早已不再全心全意爱主了。
Only when they hit a financial crisis,
直到他们遭遇经济上的危机
or a relationship crisis,
或人际关系出了问题
or an illness crisis,
或者遭遇疾病的侵扰
only then do they discover how far they have gone away from their first love.
到那时他们才恍然大悟原来他们已经远离了起初的爱心。
This is sad, but it's really true.
这虽然令人痛心，却发生在实际生活中。
Our love for Jesus Christ is the first thing that goes in times of prosperity.
当物质丰富时，首先被忽略的就是爱耶稣基督的心。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
The answer to this problem is repentance.
解决这个问题的唯一出路就是悔改。
The answer is to repent from where you have fallen.
要追想你是从哪里堕落的。
The answer is to acknowledge the sin of distraction.
要承认那使你不专一爱主的罪。
And to seek God's forgiveness.
要祈求神的饶恕之恩。
Then begin to return to your first love.
然后恢复你起初对主的爱。
But you need to do more than that.
但这样还不够。
You need to ask the Lord to help you know him better.
你要求主帮助你更深认识他。
So what are some of these distractions that cause our love for Jesus to grow cold?
那么到底是什么东西分了我们的心，使我们对主冷淡下来呢？
What are some of the things that stop us from loving Christ?
到底是什么原因让我们不爱主了呢？
Let me give you three possible obstacles.
要小心以下这三种阻碍。
These three things will represent all the obstacles to knowing and loving the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart.
这三种障碍代表了所有的阻力。不让我们尽心尽力地去认识并爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Number one,
第一
,the inability to accept correction,
是不接受别人的批评指正。
Secondly,
第二
,the unwillingness to change and grow,
是不愿改变和不求长进。
Thirdly,
第三
The susceptibility to confusing the journey for the destination.
是轻易受诱惑，把过程与结局混淆了。
First, the inability to accept correction.
首先是不接受别人的批评指正。
I'm sure some of you are saying, what has my inability to accept correction to do with my knowing Christ?
我相信有人会问我不接受别人的批评指正，与认识基督有什么关联呢？
Most of us are not able to see ourselves as we really are.
其实大多数人都看不见自己的真实面目。
Most of us want to see ourselves as we want to be seen by others.
大多数人看自己，就像我们希望别人所看到的自己那样。
We all imagine ourselves as we want to be instead of how we really are.
在我们心目中的自我形象都是我们所期盼的样子，而不是我们真实的面目。
And that's where godly friends come in.
所以我们需要真诚的基督徒朋友。
The Apostle John makes it very clear in his epistle.
使徒约翰在他的书信里讲得很清楚。
He said,Your love for Jesus is expressed in loving others.
他说，对主的爱是通过对弟兄的爱而表现出来的。
And the ability to receive correction from others removes the barrier toward your loving Christ.
能够虚心接受弟兄的指正，才能打通爱主之路。
It is true that very few of us enjoy criticism.
不错。很少人喜欢被批评。
Our natural reaction when we are criticized is to defend ourselves.
我们的本性就是一旦受到批评就立刻反驳。
We say, that person never liked me anyway.
我们会说他向来不喜欢我才这么说我的。
We say of that person who is correcting us that this person just wants to humiliate me.
我们或许认为这个批评我的人就是想要羞辱我。
Or we say that he knows nothing. I don't have to listen to him.
又或者说他懂什么呀，我根本就没有那个必要听他乱讲。
But what I'm talking about here is an honest, loving, affirming criticism.
然而我在这里所说的批评是指那些诚实、有爱心、发自心肠肺腑的忠告。
Because honest, loving criticism plays a vital role in self-examination.
因为这种凭爱心说的诚实话对我们的自我反省起着举足轻重的作用。
And self-examination leads to personal growth.
也正是借着这种自我反省，我们才能够成长。
It is also important to understand that criticism must only be exercised very lovingly.
批评的话必须出于爱心，明白这一点是很重要的。
Criticism must always be exercised in the atmosphere of affirmation.
必须在正面积极的气氛下提出批评。
My listening friend, I'm going to tell you something you may never have heard before.
亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你一些事情，这些事情也许你以前从来都没有听说过。
Because very few people realize that when Jesus hung on the cross,
很少人明白，当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候
，He affirmed and criticized us all at the same time.
他一方面肯定我们，同时也责备我们。
He affirmed us by saying, "I love you, and I am paying the price for your sin."
他从正面对我们说，正因为我爱你。所以我愿意为你的罪付出代价。
He was criticizing us by saying, "It is your sin that hung me on that cross."
但主也责备我们说，是你的罪把我送上了十字架。
It is your rebellion and stubbornness that hung me on the cross.
是你的悖逆和顽梗把我钉在十字架上。
So the cross criticizes and affirms us at the same time.
因此十字架既激励我们，同时也责备我们。
To refuse to accept genuine correction is to refuse to comprehend the depth of God's love for us.
所以拒绝接受真诚的告诫，也就是拒绝去理解神大爱的长阔高深。
And to refuse to comprehend Christ's love will hinder you from knowing and loving him fully.
如果不理解基督对我们的爱，就拦阻了我们完全的认识他并爱他。
A loving critic must be like Jesus.
一个有爱心的批评者必须效法耶稣的模范。
He may break us down.
他拆毁我们。
It is only to build us up again.
为要重新建立我们。
He may wound us,
他使我们受伤,
but it is only to heal us.
为要使我们得痊愈。
None loving criticism can destroy people.
恶意的批评足以毁掉一个人。
That is why it must never take place among God's people.
因此，神的儿女绝不可以恶意重伤别人。
To love Christ fully, we must be willing to receive correction.
要彻底的爱基督，我们必须乐意接受别人的批评。
Secondly,
第二
To know and love Christ fully, you must be willing to change and grow.
为了更多认识和爱基督耶稣，你必须愿意改变自己，追求长进。
Jesus talked about a seed that is planted and grows.
主耶稣曾经谈到种子的生长。
And if a seed is not growing,
如果一粒种子不生长发芽,
it is either sterile or dead.
这颗籽粒不是先天不足,就是死的。
Growth is about change.
生长就意味着改变。
And for growth to occur, it must let go of the old.
成长的过程就是要放弃老我。
Many people are afraid of change.
很多人害怕改变。
Many people want to cling to the past.
很多人留恋过去。
But Christians should be champions of change that leads to growth.
但基督徒应该勇于改变，促进成长。
Let me give you an illustration that would help you understand what I'm trying to say.
我要用实例说明，使你更好地明白我所说的。
When you see a midget, what do you think?
当你看见一个矮小的侏儒时，会怎么想呢？
You realize that something went wrong in his or her physical growth.
你一定明白，在他成长过程中，生理功能出了问题。
But do you know how many spiritual midgets are around us?
可是你知道有多少属灵的侏儒在我们的身边吗？
People whose lives of faith are stunted.
那些属灵生命发育不良的人。
People whose lives of faith stopped growing.
那些信心停滞不前的人。
Ask yourself this question, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，问问你自己。
Have you ceased to grow in your knowledge and love of Jesus Christ?
你对耶稣基督的认识和爱慕是否不再增长了？
Whatever level you have reached, there's always more.
不管你达到什么地步，总可以继续增长下去。
Whatever depth you have experienced, there is more.
不管你达到什么深度，总可以继续晋升下去。
And the day you stop changing and growing is the day of danger for your Christian life.
但当你不再改变，没有长进时，也就是你的灵命陷入危险的时候。
The Apostle Paul tells the Corinthians that God uses people to plant seeds in our lives.
使徒保罗告诉哥林多教会的信徒说，神差遣某些人在我们的生命里撒种。
And then he uses others to fertilize that seed.
又使用另一些人来浇灌。
But only God will give the increase.
然而只有神使得生命成长。
Please let me summarize again.
我再复述一次。
The inability to accept correction will hamper your love for Jesus.
不接受别人的批评指正，就会妨碍我们爱主更深。
Unwillingness to change and grow will stop you from knowing Jesus Christ.
不愿意改变自己并追求长进，就会妨碍我们更深地认识耶稣基督。
Thirdly,
第三，
Confusing the journey for the destination will dry up your knowledge and your love for Jesus Christ.
混淆过程与结局就会使我们和耶稣基督的关系枯萎。
Someone once said,
有人曾经这么说。
Christ came into the world to bring us out of it.
耶稣来，但是要把我们从世界中带出去。
But we are all tempted to dig our heels into this world.
而我们却情愿逗留在世界上。
We are all tempted to become too attached to this world.
我们越来越眷恋这个世界。
But this is a barrier to knowing and loving Jesus Christ with all of our hearts.
这一切都成为我们尽心尽力认识主、爱主的障碍。
My listening friend, let me put it this way.
亲爱的朋友，换句话说，
You either see yourself as a citizen of this world with little more than passing interest in heaven.
要么你就把自己当作这个世界的永久居民，对天堂只抱着稍纵即逝的兴趣。
Or you see yourself as a traveler passing through this strange land on your way to your final destination.
要么你就看待自己是一个前往永恒家乡的旅客，这世界只不过是你过路的异乡而已。
And we all are susceptible to this temptation.
我们很容易就陷入这个试探当中。
Knowing and loving Jesus Christ means keeping your eye on your destination.
要认识并爱主耶稣，就意味着定睛注目在我们永恒的目的地上。
and serving him during the journey.
并且在这旅程中好好的侍奉主。
To love Jesus is to love what he loves.
爱主就意味着要爱他所爱的。
And the Bible said,
经上说,
that Jesus loves redeeming sinners who are in the world.
耶稣爱救赎世上的罪人。
Jesus loves reconciling sinners to the Father.
耶稣爱使罪人与天父和好。
Jesus loves for the lost in the world to be found.
耶稣爱寻找失丧的灵魂使他们得救。
That's what Jesus loved.
这就是耶稣所爱。
To love Jesus is to love what Jesus loved.
爱耶稣就是喜爱耶稣所爱的。
I know this is not easy.
这当然不容易做到。
The Apostle Paul said to the Romans,
使徒保罗对罗马教会说,
Do not conform, but be transformed.
不要效法这个世界,只要心意更新而变化。
What does Paul mean by this?
保罗这话是什么意思呢?
He is saying, be a transforming agent in this world rather than conforming to its ways of thinking.
他的意思就是说,在世界上我们要更新脱俗,而不要随从世界的潮流。
My listening friend, I want to give you a warning as I conclude.
我亲爱朋友,在结束的时候我要提醒你。
Do not wait until you hit a wall of tragedy in your life to recognize that your love for Jesus has grown cold.
不要等到走投无路,碰到人生的悲剧时才发现。你对耶稣的爱已经冷却了。
Why don't you say to him today?
盼望你今天就对主说。
Today, I want to love you with all my heart.
今天我就愿意尽心尽力爱主。
Today, I will not let refusal of correction hinder me from loving you.
今天我不再拒绝给予我的批评指正，免得拦阻了我对主的爱。
Today, I will not allow my refusal to change stunt my loving you.
今天我不再拒绝改变，免得妨碍了我对主的爱。
Today, I will not let the confusion of the journey for the destination kill my passion for you.
今天我不再把过程当作结局，免得浇灭了我对主的热情。
And until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好。我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
你是我一生最大的帮助。
感谢大家收听今天的节目，愿我们每天都可以来到神的面前，求他鉴察我们的心，将一切会隔绝我们与他有亲密关系的事物可以挪去，也要相信神的大能可以带领我们克服一切的障碍，重新无拘无束地在他爱中得享自由。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。